Okay, short vorts, ideas for Shavuos, Kalad Yontif, number 5. For Baruch Tzvi, Ben Rivka Batya, B'so Shar Chal Yisrael, and obviously for the protection of Eretz Yisrael and Klal Yisrael throughout the world. The first idea comes to us, an idea from Rav Yitzchak of Vorka and from the Ksav Sofer. We say in the Haggadah, Iyu Kerabnos in Arasinia, Velonos, Lanos, Torah, Dayenu. Right? If a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you just brought us to Har Sinai, but you didn't give us the Torah, it would have been enough. Right? So what's pshat over here? Wasn't the whole point of coming to Har Sinai was to be able to get the Torah? So, before we get to the answer, we know that Rashi says that what day was that? We got there in Rosh Chodesh. Today, Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Rashi says, Vayichan Sham Yisrael, Ki Ishachar Balevacha. Right? It should have said Vayachanu. Why does it say Vayichan? We were like one man and one nation. It says of Yitzchak of Vorka and the Ksav Sofer, the same idea. But why is it would have been good enough just to come to Har Sinai and just got in the Torah? Because we came to Har Sinai with such achdus and with such unity and such care and love and devotion to each other. Just having those feelings for one another would have been good enough even without the Torah. And that's Ki Ishachar Balevachan. And that's Ki Ilu Ki Rabban L'Har Sinai V'Lo Nasal as a Torah Dayinu. Would have been good enough just to come to Har Sinai to have those feelings of Ki Ishachar Balevachan. Not when just the three boys were Chas V'Shalom taken away. But even when things are going well, we feel like one man and one heart. It doesn't matter if you make a bracha on Yom Yerushalayim, if you know what Yom Yerushalayim is or not. A Jew is a Jew no matter through and through. And we care for each other no matter what. That's the beautiful idea from Yitzchak Vorka and Ksav Sofer. The second idea comes to us, a very similar idea, but in a little differently. The Mabit, Rav Biederman, quoted this a few years ago. He says, we know from Chazal that the words on both sides of the tablets, of the Luchos, they were equal, they were symmetrical. So the Mabit asks, how is that possible? We know it was a nes, but what actually happened? So he says an incredible thing. He says that actually on the Luchos, for the words and the letters to be symmetrical, the words, the second Luchos, right, the Ben Adam Lechaveiro of Lo Sirtzach, Lo Signo, and all the Ben Adam Lechaveiro, it had to be bigger letters. It had to be bigger letters. Says the Mabit, when someone writes something in larger letters, what are they trying to show you? They're trying to show you to pay attention. Right, when something's in the small font, okay, it's very good, but it's not the most important. But something's in the big letters, it's trying to tell you to pay attention, to make sure don't forget about this. Says the Mabit, you want to know why the luchos for the second luchos the Ben Adam Lechaveiro were big because they were symmetrical. Chazal saying, how are they symmetrical? Because the right side of the older Ben Adam Lechaveiro, Lusitzak, Lusigno, they were big. Dafka, why? To show Klai Yisrael that don't forget about the Ben Adam Lechaveiro aspects of Judaism. And finally, the third and final idea comes to us from Rav Huttner. Rav Huttner writes in the Parshas Mishpatim, which is really culminating the whole Har Sinai experience. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Moshe Rabbeinu, brings down has two basins, and he sprinkles blood on Klal Yisrael, and he sprinkles blood on the Mizbeach. And the Rashi writes, who came down to divide the blood? A Malach came to divide the blood. Asked Rav Huttner, Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't know how to divide the blood? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to send a Malach to divide the blood? Says Rav Huttner, when Moshe Rabbeinu spread the blood on Klal Yisrael, that represented Ben Adam Lechaveiro mitzvahs. And when he sprinkled the blood on the Mizbech, that represented Ben Adam Lamakom. Kadosh Baruch Hu Davka wanted to show at the time of Matan Torah, the time of Har Sinai, that don't think it's all about Ben Adam Lamakom, and don't think it's all about Ben Adam Lechaveiro. It's the culmination of both of them. It's 50-50. You can't be a Jew who just does nice things for each other, but you don't put on tefillin. And you can't just put on tefillin and not hold the door open for each other and not care about Bikur Cholam Nicham Aveilam. You have to have both. And says Rav Huttner in the same letter, that was the galus of the Chavetz Chaim. The galus of the Chavetz Chaim was that Yisrael Meir HaKohen, Kagan, he was the same author who penned what? Hilchos Lashon Hara, Chavetz Chaim. He's the same author who penned Mishneh Berurah. Chavetz Chaim is Ben Adam Lechaveiro. Mishneh Berurah is Ben Adam Lamakom. So this is the whole avoda, not right now before Shavuos. Right, the past four ideas were really just focusing on the Torah, the beauty of the Torah, the power of Torah. But tonight, I really want to just be able to focus on the Ben Adam Lechaveiro aspects. Right, just the first idea we said from Yitzchak Vorka, the Ksav Sofer. What does it mean? We came to our scene and just got on the Torah. Would it be good enough? Because just coming to have that achdus would be good enough, even without getting the Torah. The second idea, the Mabit says that we know from Chazal that the words were symmetrical; they were equal on both sides. How are they equal on both sides? Because on the back of the on the back of the In the second half, if there were bigger letters, says that my bit ones, they were davka larger letters, to Chodesh Baruch wanted to show, don't forget, pay attention to these things, pay attention to the details, pay attention to Ben Am L'Chavero, pay attention to the bigger cholam, nicham aveyam, of comforting the mourners, of paying it for the sick, of caring, of texting someone that you haven't seen in a while, make sure to pay attention. And finally, the Futner says, why davka malach did have to come down at the end of Matan Torah? Why did a malach have to come down to split the blood? Because the Chodesh Baruch davka wanted to show what? Kadosh Baruch Hu Davka wanted to show that the sprinkling of the blood represented on the Mizbeach, that represented Ben Adam L'Makom, sprinkling of the blood on Klai Yisrael represented the Ben Adam L'Chaver, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show that they're both equal. And that's the Chavetz Chaim's life, of the Sefer Hilchos Lashon Hara, and the Sefer of the Mishnah Berurah, the Sefer of Lashon Hara, Ben Adam L'Chaver, obviously, Mishnah Berurah, Ben Adam L'Makom, Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to work on our midos, to be able to work on our Avos Yisrael, be able to work on our personal, interpersonal matters. And if we do this, we zochah Be'ez Hashem, to Mikabel the Torah, and Yerushalayim Be'ez Hashem.